Brethren, St. Helena, California, January 25, 1906. Dear Brethren, I write to all who are concerned in deciding the case of Brother and Sister Rice. Move very guardedly, for your ideas and plans at the San Jose meeting regarding Brother and Sister Rice were out of the line of your commission and your duty. You must never deal in any such way with the servants of God. It is not for you to prescribe any such plans as Elder Corliss laid before me. I have something written, but Brother and Sister Rice have not seen the matter, and they do not know what it is. Could you not, brethren, understand the message given me of God at the San Jose meeting? I will write out the matter and have it published so that all may understand. The movements that you made in this case bear not the signature of our Savior. All such administration as was open to me, God is not in it. I have felt a most wearing burden on my soul ever since that time. Such work as you and some others have thought wise is not wise or just or accepted of God. I could not for one moment vindicate it, for such work bears not the signature of God. This is the word that was given me. If God gives men and women a work to do, they are to be left free to work in accordance with the capabilities God has given them. And they cannot put on any other one's armor. I wish that we had 100 laborers, where now there is but one, who would put their whole being into the work. We need increased capabilities to reach all classes. In the past, I have encouraged Brother and Sister Rice, for the light given me is that they can reach souls. They have an intelligent understanding of the truth and are sound in the Scriptures. If you make it so hard for them that they cannot remain where they have been working, they will be just as much disqualified to work in other places. Your working in the way that you are working is not approved of God. He has not put upon any man the work of uprooting, undermining, and displacing God's messengers, unless there are sins of an aggravated character. I have not written Brother and Sister Rice a line, for I concluded that you, being sensible men, would manage such cases in the way that you would consider it right for your own cases to be managed under similar circumstances. The morning after Elder Corliss laid before me the plans regarding Brother and Sister Rice, I wrote 10 pages. I placed this writing where no one could see it until I should see you all together. But that time has not yet come, and today I cannot find the writing. Brethren, will you please understand that you are dealing with the Lord's servants? Inasmuch, Christ said, as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Matthew 25, verse 40. This careless manner of working must come to an end. I have been shown that the masterly power exercised must cease. Remember that other men and women have capabilities, as well as yourselves. Take this matter to yourselves. How would you be pleased to be handled under similar circumstances? You have no right to destroy the influence of Brother and Sister Rice. There is a way to treat those whom you suppose need to be cured from evil. They are to be treated with justice, mercy, and the love of God. They are God's property, bought with a price. There is a way to deal with every case, but it must be after the manner of Christ's dealing. I would not justify all things, perhaps, that Brother and Sister Rice have done, all their words and actions in every respect. But I have yet to learn what they have done. Place their faults upon paper. State how they are at fault and in what way they have destroyed their influence. Let this matter be handled judiciously. Put yourselves in their place under similar circumstances. We have not a large number of genuine laborers who work for souls as they that must give an account. I know that some have committed errors, and I know that the Lord has pardoned their errors, and that He will pardon all who err and make mistakes if they come to Him in confession and repentance. Woe unto us if we fall into the hands of men who have not the love and tenderness of Christ. Brethren, let us walk humbly with God and not tear one another in pieces. I will find the writing to which I have referred, and when it is copied, I will send you a copy.